Hi there. The word for you today is stop waiting for perfect conditions. In Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4, we read, "He who observes the wind will not sow." You know, too many of us stand on the dock waiting. You say, what do you mean? Well, we want the ship in place, the gangplank perfectly positioned, the weather right, and an engraved invitation before we're willing to launch out. Hey, let me tell you something. It'll never happen. Dreams don't move toward us. We have to move toward them. One author writes, and I quote, "It's time to quit waiting for perfection, inspiration, permission, reassurance, someone to change, the right person to come along, the kids to leave home, the new administration to take over, an absence of risk, someone to discover you, a clear set of instructions, more self-confidence, or for the pain to go away." Instead of saying, "We've never done it before," start saying, "We have the opportunity to be first." Instead of saying, "We don't have the resources," say, "Necessity fuels invention." Instead of saying, "There's not enough time," say, "We'll change how we work." Instead of saying, "We've already tried that," say, "We learned from experience." Instead of saying, "We don't have the expertise," say, "Let's network with those who do." Instead of saying, "Our vendors and customers won't go for it," say, "Let's show them the opportunities." Instead of saying, "We don't have enough money," say, "Maybe there's something we can cut." Instead of saying, "We're understaffed," say, "We're a lean, hungry team." Instead of saying, "It'll never get any better," say, "We'll try one more time." Instead of saying, "Let somebody else deal with it," say, "I'm ready to learn something new." Instead of saying, "It's not my job," say, "I'll be glad to take the responsibility." Instead of saying, "I can't," say, "By God's grace, I can."